that there are data for thinking that these insects were not English ladybirds. In the London Standard, August 20, there is a description of them. They all seem to be much larger than the common ladybirds, of a paler color, with more spots. In the field, August 28, someone writes that all the insects, except a few, were yellow. So far as he knew, he had never before seen specimens of this species. The editor of the field writes, "The red is paler, and there are divers slight differences that rather indicate a foreign origin." He says that, in the opinion of Mr. Jenner Weir, the naturalist, these ladybirds were different from ordinary English specimens. But these millions must have been very ordinary somewhere. That there are data for thinking that these insects came from neither France nor Belgium. Such as hosts of observations upon the swarms, within a mile or two of the English coast, and no findable record of an observation farther away, or nearer France. There is, in newspapers of Paris, no mention of appearances of ladybirds anywhere upon the continent of Europe. There is no mention in publications of entomological societies of France and Belgium. But any of these enormous clouds leaving a coast of France or Belgium would have attracted as much attention as did an arrival in England. Other scientific publications in which I have searched, without finding mention of observations upon ladybirds in France, or any other part of the continent, are Comte's Rendus, Cosmos, Petites Nouvelles Entomologiques, Revelation et Mag de Zoologie, La Science pour tout, La Bible, Bib. Universe L, and Rev. Course. Sci. In Galignani's Messenger, Paris, considerable space is given to accounts of the invasions of England by ladybirds, but there is no mention of observations anywhere, except in England, or within a mile or so of the English coast. This is the way an invasion began. A great deal was written about conditions in the invaded land. Probably the scarcity of insects in England was unprecedented. There was no drought. It is simply that the insects had died out. And billions were coming from somewhere else. Margate overwhelmed. In the field, August 28, a correspondent writes, "On Wednesday, 25, I went to Ramsgate by steamboat, and, as we approached within 5 or 6 miles of Margate, complaints of wasps began to be heard. I soon ascertained that they were not wasps, but a bee-like fly. As we neared Margate, they increased to millions, and at Margate they were almost unendurable. Some specimens were sent to the editor of the field, and he identified them as surfy. There had been a similar multitude at Walton, on the coast, about 30 miles north of Margate, the day before. The little band of scouts, at Ashford they carried lanterns. Then green processions, yellow multitudes, the military-looking surfy, costumed like hussars. A pilgrimage was on. Thunderbugs appeared between Wingham and Adisham. The tormented people of the region said that they had never seen anything of the kind before." Field, August 21. Wasps and flies in overwhelming numbers besieging Southampton, Gardner's Chronicle, September 18. London an arriving point, the descent of crane flies upon London doorsteps and pavements looking muddy with them, people turning out with buckets of boiling water, destroying multitudes of them, Illustrated London News, September 18. This is one of the ways of treating tourists. I think that there is a crowd psychology of insects, as well as of men, or an enjoyment of communicated importance from a crowd of millions to one of the bugs. They were humming to England, not merely with bands playing, but each of them blowing some kind of a horn of his own. There are persons who would be good, if they thought that they could go to heaven, or so swarm in the sky, with millions of others, all tooting saxophones. Pilgrims, or expeditionaries, or crusaders, it was more like a crusade, with nation after nation, or species after species, pouring into England, to restore something that had been lost. In Sci. Op. 3-261, is an account of a new insect that appeared in England, in July of this year, 1869. Four accounts of other unknown insects that appeared in England, in this summer, See The Naturalist's Notebook, 1869-318, Sci. Goes, 1870-141, Ant. M.O. Mag. 1869-86, and February, 1870, Sci. Op. 2-359. It was a time of mysterious strangers. In the Times, August 21, someone noted the absence of small, white butterflies, and wondered how to account for it. In The Entomologist, Newman wrote that, up to July 12, he had seen, of this ordinarily abundant insect, only three specimens. Upon pages 313-315, half a dozen correspondents discussed this remarkable scarcity. In The Field, September 4, someone told of the astonishing scarcity of houseflies. In more than 6 weeks, at Axminster, he had seen only four flies. London Standard, August 20, that, at St. Leonard's on Sea, all insects, except ladybirds and black ants, were few and far between. In Simon's Met. Mag. August, 1869, it is said that, at Chifnall, scarcely a white butterfly had been seen, and that, up to July 21, only one wasp's nest had been found. Correspondence, in The Entomologist, September and October, mentioned the scarcity of three species of white butterflies, and noted the unprecedented fewness of beetles, bees, wasps, and moths. Absence of hornets is commented upon, in The Field, July 24. They were pouring into England. An army of beetles appeared in the sky. At Ulswater, this appearance was a military display. Regiment after regiment, for half an hour, passed over the town, land and water, September 4. The spiders were coming. Countless spiders came down from the sky into the city of Carlisle, and, at Kendal, 35 miles away, webs fell enormously, Carlisle Journal, October 5. About the 12th of October, a vast number of streamers of spiders' web and spiders came down from the sky, at Tiverton, Devonshire, 280 miles south of Carlisle. See The English Mechanic, November 19, and The Tiverton Times, October 12. As if in one persisting current, there was a repetition. Upon the morning of the 15th, webs, like pieces of cotton, fell from the sky, at South Molton, near Tiverton. Then fell wondrous quantities, and all afternoon the fall continued, covering fields, houses, and persons. It was no place for flies, but to this webby place flies did come. Species after species, it was like the internationalism of the better-known crusades. The locusts were coming. Upon the 4th of September, a locust was caught in Yorkshire, Entomologist, 1870-58. There are no locusts indigenous to England. At least up to May, 1895, no finding of a locust in its immature state had ever been recorded in Great Britain, Sci Goes, 1895-83. Upon the 8th and 9th of October, locusts appeared in large numbers, in some places, in Pembrokeshire, Derbyshire, Gloucestershire, and Cornwall. They had the mystery of the ladybirds. They were of a species that, according to records, had never before appeared in England. An entomologist, writing in the Journal of the Plymouth Institute, 4-15, says that he had never heard of a previous visit to England by this insect, Acridium peregrinum. It seems that in all Europe this species had not been seen before. In The Ant. M.O. Mag. 7-1, it is said that these locusts were new to European fauna, and were mentioned in no work upon European Orthoptera. At the meeting of the Entomological Society of London, November 15, 1869, it was decided, after a discussion, that the ladybirds had not come from France, but had flown from places in England, and had been carried back, by winds to other parts of England. There was no recorded observation to this effect. It was the commonplace ending of a mystery. I add several descriptions that indicate that, in spite of London's most eminent bugmen, the ladybirds were not English ladybirds. Inverness Courier, September 2. That they are foreigners, nobody doubts. They are nearly twice the size of the common English ladybirds, and are of a paler color. See the Student, 4-160. The majority were of a large size, and of a dull, yellow hue. In the London Standard, August 23, it is said that some of the insects were almost half an inch long. That the locusts were foreigners was, by the Entomological Society of London, not discussed. Nothing else was discussed. Crane flies and surfy and spiders and all the rest of them not a mention. I know of no scientist who tried to explain the ladybirds, and mentioned locusts. I know of no scientist who tried to explain the locusts and mentioned ladybirds. No scientist who wrote upon a scarcity of insects, and mentioned the swarms. No scientist who told of swarms, and mentioned scarcity. The spiders, in a localized fall that lasted for hours, arrived as if from a persisting appearing point over a town, and the ladybirds repeatedly arrived, as if from an appearing point a few miles from a coast. The locusts came, not in one migration, but as if successively along a persisting path, or current, because several had been caught more than a month before large numbers appeared. Field, October 23. A mob from the sky, at Burnt Island, Scotland. Spinning jennies that were making streets fuzzy with their gatherings on cornices and window sills, Inverness Courier, September 9. An invasion at Beccles was an experience without precedent. A war correspondent tells of it, in the Gardener's Chronicle, September 18. The invaders were gnats. Correspondent trying to write about them, from an inkpot filled with drowned gnats. People breathing and eating gnats. Near reading, clouded yellow butterflies, insects that had never before been recorded in Berkshire, appeared. Sigos, 1869-210. At Hardwick, many bees of a species that was unknown to the observer, were seen. Nature, 2-98. Field, August 21 and November 20. Swarms of hummingbird hawk moths. As described in Science Gossip, 1869-273, there was, at Conway, a wonderful sight, a flock of hummingbird hawk moths and several species of butterflies. Clouds of insects appeared in Battersea Park, London, hovering over trees, in volumes so thick that people thought the trees had been set afire. Field, June 4, 1870. An invasion at Tiverton, seemingly coming with the spiders, a marvelous swarm of black flies made its headquarters upon the town hall, covering the building, turning it dark inside, by settling upon the window glass. Tiverton Times, October 12. At Maidstone, as if having arrived with the ladybirds, a large flight of winged ants was seen. Maidstone Journal, August 23. Midges were arriving at Inverness, August 18. At some points the cloud was so dense that people had to hold their breath and run through. Inverness Courier, August 19. Thrips suddenly appeared at Scarborough, August 25, Psi OP, 2-292. At Longbenton, clouds of thrips descended upon the town, wafting into houses, where they were dusted from walls, and swept from floors. Ant. M.O. Mag, 1869-171. Also, at Longbenton appeared an immense flight of the white butterflies that were so scarce everywhere else, gardeners killing thousands of them. Ant. M.O. Mag, December, 1869. At Stonefield, Lincolnshire, appeared beetles of a species that had never been seen there before. Field, October 16.